This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everyone. I'd like to share with you an amazing thought from the Tzaddik of Ranana, the Ben La'ashri of Yitzchak HaKoyen Huberman. This week's Divrei Torah of the Tzaddik of Ranana are sponsored by our good friend, Mark Singer. The Yeschus of the Tzaddik should be oymed for him and his whole mishpacha. The Tzaddik should be al-melitz yoysher for his whole family. Ad bias goyal tzaddik. Vayikach Amram es yoycheved doidasoy loy le'isha. And Amram took yoycheved, his aunt, as a wife. Now, this is not the first time it speaks about Amram's marriage. Earlier on in Shemois, vayelech ishmin bas levi, vayikach es bas levi. Why earlier, asked the Tzaddik Ranana, does the Torah not say that the woman that Amram married was Yocheved, his aunt? We have to wait for Perek Vav Pasuk Chav to learn that this woman that Amram took was in fact Yocheved Doidasai. Why doesn't it tell us this immediately in the beginning? Furthermore, another question the Ben Lashri raises is here in Perek Vav Pasuk Chav, it talks about Moshe and Aaron being born from Amram and Yocheved. Why doesn't it talk about Miriam? Why is Miriam not mentioned over here? So the Tzaddik Ranana says an amazing thing. The Gemara says that the reason why Shaul's reign did not have continuity, the reason why the Malchus of Shaul was Lo Nimshacha, is because it had no doifi. It was too perfect. Because we do not appoint a leader over the tzibur unless we have what is called kupa shel shratzim tluya lo me'acharav. Unless he's holding on to a bag of creepy crawling things. In other words, unless there's some baggage in the yichus, we cannot appoint somebody as a leader of the community. This way, if he becomes arrogant, there's nothing going to downplay his arrogance. However, if he has what is called kupa shel shratzim, if he has some baggage, if he has some skeleton in the closet, that will always keep him humble. David, there was some seeming impropriety in his lineage, and therefore he could be the leader of the Jewish people, but Shaul, his lineage was too pure. Same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest leader of Klal Yisrael. For Moshe Rabbeinu, there also has to be a kupa shel shratzim. Namely, there has to be some seeming impropriety, and there is. Amram married his aunt. And even though he did it before the Torah was given, nevertheless, this is something the Torah would ultimately prohibit, and therefore, that alone is enough of a seeming taint in the lineage of Moshe Rabbeinu that this could be his kupa shel shratzim. Now, says the Tzaddik of Ranana, earlier on when we're just talking about the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah doesn't need to mention this because in the context of his birth, this is not a kavod for Moshe, this is not a maila for Moshe, it's a ktsas pegam, and therefore it's not mentioned. However, later on in our parsha, where it's being meyaches Moshe and Aaron because it's establishing them as the leaders of the Jewish people. This is where it's being koivea. This is where it's being established that they are the leaders. Therefore, it has to tell us that they do have the ingredient of kupa shel shratzim because Amram married Yocheved, his aunt, and that allowed for the foundation of Moshe and Aaron through the process of ein memanin parnas al tzibur elam kain. Therefore, says the Tzaddik Ranana, in this context, we only need to mention Moshe and Aaron because only they were the parnasim over the tzibur. However, Miriam, who is not a parnas over the tzibur, she does not have to be mentioned because the whole function and objective over here is to establish the leaders of the Jewish people, namely Aaron and Moshe. Now, I would ask, as a ha'ara on the Tzaddik Ranana, that in fact Miriam was certainly a parnes over the tzibur. In fact, the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Tes says, Gimel parnasim toivim amdu lohem liYisrael. There were three great providers that stood up for the Jewish people. In fact, the Gemara uses the expression parnes. Well, this is the approach of the Tzaddik of Ranana, and this is why, in the context of the birth of Moshe, we don't say Amram married Yocheved. But in the context of the establishment of the leaders of the Jewish people, that is where the Torah points out that Amram married Yocheved Doidasai. Wishing everyone a wonderful week. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.